Why do you feel that the detection of breast cancer is apparently so much better now, and what has Walk the Walk done to improve the situation?
Well, I think over the past 20 years, breast cancer has come an absolute hurdles and hurdles in development, not only in the prognosis, the way it's treated, people's attitude towards it. 20 years ago, people didn't talk about it openly. Breast cancer was very much the C word. It was a death sentence. And, you know, right across the board, women have made this happen by being far more open about it. And in terms of Walk the Walk, I think that, you know, apart from the millions of pounds that we've contributed to research, which has obviously played an enormous part, what we have done is we've brought breast cancer out in a very fun way on the street, which it's injected something that's very, very much very fun, very visual, into something that's very serious. And so we've sort of encouraged lots of people that perhaps wouldn't have sat down and had a conversation about breast cancer to begin that conversation in a very different way. And I do think that if we can lay our claim to one very big important factor, it is that. And since then, you know, the whole sort of fun element and raising money has sort of spread from that initial concept.
What do those campaigning for male cancers like prostate cancer have to learn going forward from what charities like Walk the Walk have done over recent years?
Well, we've been approached many times to see if we could do something for male cancer, and it's very difficult because, you know, whilst, you know, when you look back over the past 20 years, we were very focused in wanting to reach the point that we're at now. You know, I think if there's any lessons, you know, women made it happen. Women made it happen. You know, the survival rates were not good. It was the biggest killer of women. And by sharing stories, by being open about it, they've really sort of had, it's been sort of like a one woman has influenced another and given them the courage to take the next step. And it's been a real sort of chain reaction where, you know, you now have this wonderful situation where certainly for primary cancers, you know, the survival rates are dramatically different than they were sort of 10 years ago. However, men, I think men would be the first to say this, they are renowned for being terrible at even going to the doctors to get checked, let alone being open about it. They're not open about it. And, you know, I think it's probably been very much associated with an older man's disease. And I suppose historically, they're not known to sort of share their personal medical history. But, you know, as survival, you know, as people are growing older, you're now seeing sort of people that are younger with prostate cancer. And I think the leaf they can take from the breast cancer situation is having the courage to be stand there and be counted, to be open about it, to share their stories, to share the successes. And, you know, like breast cancer, with very early detection, you can survive.
Going on from now, obviously the detection rates are better, the survival rates are better for breast cancer, but what about the next 5 years in terms of our approach as a charity to breast cancer prevention and detection? What are you aiming at?
Well, you know, undoubtedly, if you have a primary breast cancer, you know, and you find it early enough, it is almost treatable, which is, you know, that's just such a wonderful thing to be able to say. However, there are still almost 1,000 women a month that are losing their lives to breast cancer. And for secondaries, they don't have the same choice. And I think that we are now very, very committed to two things. One is to reach a stage where people with secondaries have got the same choices and can have the same optimism for life and recovery as those with primary.
What about the next 5 years? Obviously, detection's improved, death rates have got better for breast cancer. But what about the next 5 years in terms of Walk the Walk's approach as a charity to improving the situation even further?
Well, I think over the past 20 years, we've arrived at a point where, you know, if you find your primary breast cancer early enough, it can almost be treated. I think the successes have vastly increased, and it's really wonderful to be able to say that. However, for those with secondaries, the situation isn't so good, and still over 1,000 women a month will lose their lives to this disease. So in the next 5 years, we are absolutely committed to try and find a way that those with secondary cancers can have the same optimism, the same choices for survival as those with primaries. And I think what is also very important to look at over the next 5 years is that more and more people are living post-cancer, living after cancer. And I think that there is increasingly a demand that we're seeing for people to provide services to support post-cancer patients. You know, quite often people get through their treatment, they're very sort of held up by their oncologists, their nurses and their support systems, and then suddenly they're released out into the open world. And it's what next? So I think we have two big issues, is one to support those that are surviving and one to try and make sure that everybody can survive.